This article appeared in the summer 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. From the editor, Utney Honor, Farewell to UU and Me, by Christopher L. Walton. There's good news and bad news here at UU World. The bad news is that UU World is hardly immune from the economic downturn affecting magazines, nonprofits, and, well, practically everyone else. We've cut our budget to help offset a $2 million drop in projected revenue for the Unitarian Universalist Association in the fiscal year that starts in July, scaling back our presence at the General Assembly and transforming Interconnections, our newsletter for lay leaders, into an online-only periodical. See UU News, page 40. The most visible consequence of our smaller budget will be that, after this issue, we will no longer publish UU and Me, the four-page children's section that has appeared in the center of the magazine since 2004. Sadly, this marks the end of UU and Me's 12-year run as the only UU periodical just for children. Editor Betsy Williams launched UU and Me as a bi-monthly children's magazine in 1997 when she was religious education director for the Church of the Larger Fellowship, the UUA's Church by Mail. Ever since, Williams and designer Sue Charles have collaborated with authors and artists, ministers and religious educators, and children to produce a magazine that UU kids recognized as just for them. Parents and other adults enjoyed it, too. I thank Williams and her colleagues at the CLF for their vision, creativity, and persistence over the past dozen years. It has been a pleasure to work with them. The stories and activities that have appeared in UU and Me will remain available online at clf.uua.org/UUme. Although we're saying farewell to UU and Me, we are not abandoning our commitment to provide material for children and their families. The UUA's Lifespan Faith Development staff is currently planning a new section for families and children, which we hope to introduce soon. The good news, meanwhile, is that Utney Reader, the magazine that highlights the best of the alternative press, has named UU World a finalist for one of its 2009 Utney Independent Press Awards. UU World, a finalist for the first time in the award's 20-year history, is one of eight magazines nominated by Utney Reader's editors in the spiritual coverage category. We're deeply honored and thank each of our writers and artists for bringing so much insight to our pages. The winners will be announced in Utney Reader's July-August issue. See utney.com/UIPA2009 for more. Finally, we're pleased to introduce a new way to enjoy UU World. We are now providing audio recordings, MP3 files, of the magazine, as read by award-winning audiobook actor and UU, Dick Hill. Hey, that's me. We're gearing up to make the recordings available as a podcast, but for now you can find them on the current issue page at uuworld.org. Christopher L. Walton is the editor of UU World. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.